Police in the UK have just conducted the largest Bitcoin seizure in history in this bizarre story that saw 61,000 Bitcoin, worth more than $7 billion at today's prices, seized from this woman who calls herself the Goddess of Wealth. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and on Tuesday, we got this one in Bloomberg. Chinese crypto fraudster pleads guilty to laundering $7 billion. A Chinese woman alleged to be behind a huge investment fraud pleaded guilty to charges she used Bitcoin to launder criminal money in a case that stems from one of the largest cryptocurrency seizures ever by British police. In a story that will surely push my non-regional pronunciation to the max, Yadi Zhang, also known as Zhimin Jian, pleaded guilty to charges of possessing and transferring criminal property, while her assistant, Seng Huk Ling, also 47, pleaded guilty to dealing crypto at a London court this week. The case stems from the seizure of around 61,000 Bitcoin from a West London house in 2018 that's now worth almost $7 billion and represents one of the largest cryptocurrency hauls law enforcement has recovered anywhere in the world. Zhang was instrumental in a fraud that helped generate much of the illicit cash, while Ling worked to help her move the money into cryptocurrency accounts. Another woman, Jian Wen, was found guilty of laundering Bitcoin at a trial last year and was sentenced to more than 6 years in jail. Wen lived in Hampstead, and prosecutors dubbed her a supervillain during the trial. Apparently, this story broke when Zhang's accomplice, Wen, who was a takeaway worker, I think that means she worked at a fast food joint, was caught trying to buy luxury properties in both Dubai and London. She was also driving around in a Mercedes and sending her son to private school on a salary that's probably just barely above minimum wage. That led to the arrest of the Goddess of Wealth and the seizure of this Bitcoin. Apparently, the Bitcoin was purchased with the illicit proceeds of a Ponzi scheme that Zhang ran in China. That Ponzi scheme was called the Tianjin Lanshan Guerwei Electronics Technology Company. These names are exhausting, but it's what Yadi Zhang, aka Zhian Zhiman, wrote about herself in her journals that was really the most bizarre thing about this story. It turns out Yadi here was a very down-to-earth, goal-oriented person. For example, she had hoped that one day His Holiness the Dalai Lama would anoint her a resurrected goddess. Also among her goals was to rule over Liberland. Now, Liberland is the self-proclaimed, unrecognized micronation that was founded in 2015 on a 7-square-kilometer tract of disputed, uninhabited land that lies between Serbia and Croatia along the Danube River. It was founded by a Czech activist and politician and is based on libertarian principles promoting minimal government intervention and voluntary taxation. Now, libertarians don't agree on much. Put more than three of us in a room together, and within a half hour, we'll be fistfighting and calling each other a statist. But I think the one thing all libertarians secretly yearn for is to be ruled by the tough, yet fair, firm hand of a morbidly obese Chinese god empress. Also in Yadi Zhang's journal was her hope to one day spend £5 million on a crown and scepter. Sure, why not? And if this story wasn't bizarre enough, there's actually geopolitical implications here because this is setting up for a fight between the government of the UK and the Chinese Communist Party. Take this one in the Times, UK and China do battle for the Bitcoin's crypto fortune. You may have heard that the UK has something of a spending problem and a debt crisis going on. Earlier this year, interest rates skyrocketed when Chancellor Rachel Reeves failed to get any kind of spending cuts passed. And of course, taxes have already been raised, leading to the flight of millionaires out of the UK. And so along comes $7 billion of Bitcoin, and she's like, yeah, we could use that money. Rachel Reeves, the chancellor, is reported to have earmarked the seized cryptocurrency to shore up the nation's finances. The Chinese Communist Party also wants the money, arguing that it originates from a Ponzi scheme targeting its citizens Remember, the source of this money was the Ponzi scheme that was run at the Tianjin Lanshan Guowei Electronics Technology Company. Yeah, that was like a Ponzi scheme, and she was promising people 300% returns. I'm pretty sure that was wealth management products that she was selling, which are basically unregulated securities in China that were all the rage back in the 20-teens. It played a big role in the collapse of Evergrande. And so a lot of people lost a lot of money in China. The Chinese government wants it back. Of course, now the Bitcoin that she bought with that stolen money is worth billions of dollars, way more than the original money that was stolen. And I'm sure the UK is just tripping over themselves to hand that money right back to the Chinese. That is, you know, just as soon as Chinese state-sponsored hackers return all the money that they've stolen and extorted from Western companies and individuals over the last year, maybe neither side should be holding their breath here. So long story short, this is actually very common news, right? It's almost every day we read about some libertarian Chinese god empress stealing $7 billion worth of Bitcoin, leading to geopolitical conflict because on one side, there's a country that may actually be able to bail out its budget problem with that money. And of course, the Chinese Communist Party wants the money back. Yeah, you know, standard stuff. Now, it's also worth pointing out that this may one day affect Bitcoin's price. Sooner or later, this Bitcoin is going to end up somewhere, and it probably will be liquidated, and the Bitcoin market can't easily absorb $7 billion worth of selling right now, so it might one day send the price of Bitcoin lower, kind of like Mt. Gox Bitcoin. Every time it moves, the Bitcoin price reacts, but this Bitcoin is probably going to be tied up in legal fights for years, so I wouldn't be expecting any big crashes in Bitcoin from this story, at least not right away. So until next time, live small. And dream big. Maybe not that big. Yadi Zhang, 47, also known as Zhimin Jian. Zhimin Jian. The Tianjin Lanshan Guowei. Electronics technology. Proceeds of a Ponzi scheme that Zhang ran in China at the Tianjin Lanshan Guowei Electronics. Yadi Zhang, aka Zhimin. But it's what Yadi Zhang, aka Zhimin Jian. Holy shit. Okay, Yadi Zhang, Zhiyan Zhiman. Fuck me, Yadi Zhang. But it's what Yadi Zhang, Zhiyan Zhiman. Zhiman Zhiyan.